Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And while he yet spoke, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they saw, the jig is up, man. It is coming down now. They said to him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? Apparently he didn't say no. Are you with me? There's no record that he said no. And he's the one told them to have the swords ready. I know some folk don't like that, but don't make the Bible out like you think it is. It is the way it is. And it's right. Amen. He didn't tell them no. And so, one of them, we know who that one of them is. Brother Peter smote the servant of the high priest. The word smote is, you know, like a military word, strike. I mean, tradition says Peter was a big old boy, and if he was, I think he put what he had into it. Because it clipped this guy's ear right off the side of his head. Whoosh. He smote him, the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. Didn't cut it off. Cut it off. I don't know what the other guys were thinking. Whoa, Peter, whoo! Whoa, man! And you understand, right after this, everybody ran. We're not talking about very much time after this, everybody ran for their life. You understand, this would be kind of like the police coming. Right? To get your pastor. He was their minister, right? He was the police coming, armed, to get your pastor, and you pulling out a 45. How many understand, you pull out a 45 with the police, you in trouble. No, you ain't taking my preacher. You better have, what's that stuff they wear? Kevlar. You better have some bulletproof stuff on. You even act like you're going in here. You must less pull out and shoot somebody. Peter's done shot somebody. Here's a guy. How many of you understand you don't cut off somebody's ear and it's just nothing going? What happened? Man's ear is off. Laying on the ground. What else is happening? Do we know? Blood. Is that right? You're not going to cut off an ear with no blood. Blood everywhere. What else do you think's going on? Ah! He cut my ear off. Huh? He's holding his head. Blood's going everywhere. Screaming. His buddy's going, what? What? I've been hit. Officer down. Or at least his ear is down. Ear down. Ear is somewhere. It's dark. Ear is somewhere. Blood's going. I suspect it hurts. Noise. And in the dark, people are wondering what. They don't know if he lost an arm or he's got a sword through his liver. They don't know what's going on. They just know he's hurt. And this fisherman is looking to cut somebody else. And understand, he ain't through. In his mind, he's already committed. If I die tonight, I die tonight. But Jesus, I got you back. Oh, friend, learn some lessons here now. This is the same man that hours later, is standing outside saying, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. What do you mean? No, I never traveled with him. No, I don't know the man. Same man. Hours. You see how quickly things can change. How many believe he intended to stick with Jesus? He did. He thought he was ready to die for him. And I believe if it would have just went down to the wire with the sword fight right now, he would have. I think old Peter would have swung that thing till somebody did him in. But here's the thing. Things don't always go like you thought they would go. And then when Jesus didn't do some miracle, when angels didn't come and stop this thing, and they just drug him off, and they're backhanding him and abusing him, and he's not doing anything about it, they all got disillusioned. And they all got confused. But that's still no reason to forsake somebody. But they did. They missed it. But not before this interesting thing happened. All this commotion's going on. This is not in church. Ain't no teaching going on. Ain't no supercharged organ playing. They're out in the dark, in the night. People are armed. Somebody's already cut and bleeding. It's fight time. And in the midst of this, Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. This is verse 51. I think another way of saying that is, that's enough. That's enough. And I believe when he said that, Peter quit. They all quit. They're looking at him. Here's a guy holding his head. And he touched his ear and healed him. Did you hear that? Jesus touched his ear and healed him. Wow. It's not a healing meeting. This is not somebody who came to Jesus and said, could you help me and heal me? This is a man who works for somebody who hates Jesus. If he's heard anything about Jesus where he works, it's been all bad. And if he believes it, then he hates this man and believes he is a deceiver and believes he's a blasphemer and believes he deserves everything that's coming to him. You could say that this was an enemy to Jesus. The man's not asking for healing. We've subtitled all of our healing cases. Was it faith initiated or was it spirit initiated? And numerous ones we saw were faith initiated. We saw again and again, your faith made you whole. As you believe, so be it done to you. Your faith, your faith, your faith. And a few times we saw the Holy Ghost initiated something and then their faith took it and responded to it. Yeah. Combination. And then we saw a few times where the Holy Ghost initiated. They weren't looking for it. They weren't asking for it. The Holy Ghost initiated it. This is one of those times. There's nothing said about this man's faith. He's not there to get healing. Didn't know he's going to need healing a few minutes ago. Right? The Holy Ghost initiated this. I want to ask you two big questions tonight. Because they really matter all across the body. Number one, who will God heal? Amen. Who will God heal? He healed this man who's coming to take him away to kill him. He taught us, love your enemies. Right? Do good to them that hate you. Boy, that's sure an example of this, isn't it? Don't reward evil for evil, but reward good for evil. Here, these guys are ready to back him. He said, no, stop. That's enough. It's enough. Put your sword back in your sheath. And this is where it really started going sour for them. Because they thought, you're just going to let them take you? And it wasn't long after this, they're all running away, leaving Jesus. That's where real faith comes to bear when you don't understand, isn't it? That's where real commitment comes out, real faith, real love comes out when you don't understand. You don't know why. You can't see, you can't understand it. Real faith will still be there. Real commitment will stay anyway. Here's a man that is Jesus' enemy. And Jesus stops his disciples trying to defend him and stand up for him and reaches and get this man's ear. Probably took a word of knowledge to find it. And reached up and put it on his head. And in a moment, his ear is whole again. This is a man trying to take him to jail. A man who is his enemy. And you got Christians that love God, call God their father, call Jesus their elder brother, and asking, is it his will to heal me? I don't know if God wants to heal me or not. Well, what kind of people does he heal? If he would heal somebody that's trying to kill him, don't believe in him, trying to hurt him, how much more would he heal somebody that loves him? Somebody that believes in him. Somebody that wants to serve him. I'm asking a question. Who will God heal? Are y'all with me tonight now? Say it out loud with me. Who? Who will God heal? Because you hear Christians all the time and say, well, I hadn't been a very good Christian. This man was no Christian at all. I hadn't always done everything that I should. You didn't do this. I've failed in so many ways, and I've come short in so many ways. Listen, Jesus healed his enemies. His enemies. And yet we've got Christians, I don't mean just one or two, we've got millions of Christians who believe that for some reason or another, God has chosen not to heal them. Millions. They'll tell you, well, we just don't understand these things. But God, in His sovereignty and in His wisdom, has seen fit not to heal us or not to heal our brother or sister. Figure that. God will heal a man trying to kill him and won't heal his own children.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Malchus' Ear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1107. That's R1107. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.